Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Friday, April 16th, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I'm Carol Gold. I thought that in the midst of all of the difficulty and stress and strain that we're all under politically, financially, in every way imaginable, in our own lives, I'm sure we're all being personally challenged in unique ways. I thought a miracle story might be uplifting to end the week with. And since I experienced a miracle in the past 10 days, I want to share it. But let me give you a little bit of the backstory. About 10 days ago, a neighbor of mine who is a Christian happened to stop me on the street and share with me a video, actually a DVD rather, that he had and wanted to give me if I was interested in listening to. And it's a DVD called The Finger of God. And while I thanked him and accepted the DVD, I brought it home and put it on top of the piano in my living room and really had no intention of listening to it in the immediate future, although I knew eventually I would listen to it out of respect for him so I could give him my thoughts and return the DVD. And about 5 days later, as I was out in front of my home, walking from my driveway onto the grass area, I missed a slight gap between where the concrete ends and the grass begins, and my ankle went into that gap, twisted horribly, and I fell to the ground. Within a day, that ankle was extremely swollen. I would say it was my left foot, my left ankle, and on the outside of the ankle, it was probably the size of 2 golf balls. In swelling, and on the right side, it was the size of 1 golf ball and swollen. And I was in a lot of pain, and I was chair bound or house bound or sofa bound, whatever bound you want to call it. I couldn't walk on the leg without pain. And I got a set of crutches. My daughter drove me to the drugstore, or I drove her rather. It was my left foot, so I could use the accelerator for my right. I hobbled to the car. We went to the drugstore. She got the crutches, and I began to use them. But I'm not great with crutches. I was on them once before in my life, and they hurt me. They hurt the muscles in my upper body and also caused my back to be out. And so I wasn't happy using them. And what had preceded the ankle injury were a series of events, as we all know, can happen when it seems like for a brief period of time, nothing's going right in your life. And then there was this injury that made me housebound, and I'm a doer. I like to always go and do and be productive at doing something, and I couldn't do anything, and I was in pain, and I couldn't sleep because the pain hurt me all through the night. Well, on Friday, a week ago, Saturday a week ago, I was on the couch in the living room. My daughter had gone out of town for the day, and I was kind of at the end of my patience rope, and I was at the end of having a sense of humor about everything that had recently happened, and now the ankle. And there was that DVD sitting on top of the piano. And so I hobbled over and got it and put it in and laid down and began to watch it. It was about 2 hours long, and it actually was the story of a Christian young man who had questioned his own faith and as a result decided to interview and look into people who had stories of extreme faith or in many instances what they called miracles. And he wound up not only doing that in the United States, but ultimately doing it around the world. There were parts of that DVD that were extremely, extremely inspirational and awesome at times. And as I lay there, feeling pretty desolate, but feeling also very moved and inspired by the DVD, I decided that I was going to do what was happening on the DVD, which was heal my own illness, heal my own injury. So I got down on the floor. Now, let me preface what I'm about to say with the following. I am a spiritual person. As you all know, I'm an attorney, but I'm also a psychic, and I have spent many years doing healings on other people, also on animals. And I occasionally work on myself, but never to the extent of what happened last Saturday on the floor of my living room. It might have been my exasperation with where I was at the time in my life, meaning that prior week that had been so difficult, and now the pain of the ankle. But I got down on the ground and I put both of my hands on my ankle and I began to pray. Now, prayer for me is a focused intention. And of course, I often use the word God or Hashem in Hebrew when I pray like that or I'm doing a healing. But this was very unique because the entire DVD had been about Jesus. Obviously, it was a Christian-based DVD. And I was still so much in that mindset of the DVD that I began to think that I myself would pray, and in addition to the name of God, would use Jesus as a plea to heal me. But as a Jew, I couldn't get the word out of my mouth. But what I did say was Yeshua ben Yosef. Yeshua ben Yosef, Yeshua or Yehoshua, what was Jesus's name at the time that he lived. Jesus is an interpretation. I believe it's Greek or Roman or Latin, whatever it is. It isn't Jewish. It isn't Hebrew. And it isn't Aramaic. And since he lived at a time when Aramaic and Hebrew were the languages of the geographic region other than the Pax Romana, that's likely what his name was. And so I prayed intensely to God, to Hashem, and to Yeshua ben Yosef, but in the context not of him being my savior, but of him being a child of God, as we all are. Within 30 or 60 minutes of that experience on the floor of my living room, I unwrapped the ACE bandage that was around my ankle. I had looked at it no more than 2 hours before. When I unwrapped the ACE bandage, 100% of the swelling on the inside of the ankle was gone, and 85% of the swelling on the left, on the outer side of the ankle, was gone. There was no denying what had just happened. Now, the reason that I call it a miracle, many people call many things miracles, but my understanding of a miracle and what makes sense to me is that an occurrence that defies the laws of nature, an occurrence that cannot be explained under any of the sciences that we know. If you sprain an ankle such that the swelling is the size of one or two golf balls, or if you don't even sprain the ankle, or if let's say it's not even the bone, there's no fracture, it's just a ligament, a torn ligament, or not even a torn ligament, a stretched ligament. It can heal of its own accord. But those injuries take time. They take weeks and months. I know because I actually tore the ligament in the opposite ankle about a decade ago, and it took 6 months. So while it takes time, the time isn't an hour. That's not possible under the laws of biology or nature or any other science that we know. That swelling doesn't just disappear suddenly, but it did. It did just disappear. It did just reduce to nothing on one side, and as I said, 15% left on the other side. I have since that moment been able to walk on that ankle with very little pain. I've subsequently had an x-ray. There's no fracture. And the reason that I'm sharing the story with you is twofold. One, I don't know why we make so little of the ability to pray or ask for divine guidance and then actually get what we asked for. I don't know why we dismiss those kinds of experiences that are outside the understanding of our 3D world, because both the Bible, both the Hebrew Bible, the first five books of Moses, what many people call the Old Testament, and the New Testament, and many ancient writings are filled with examples of miraculous events and healing being one of them. They are also filled with stories of the extraordinary response to prayer, prayer of more than one person often, prayer of groups of people. The Purim story of Esther is one of those examples of an amazing sequence and reversal of events and outcome based upon genuine submission to the will of something greater than ourselves, to the will of God, to the will of Creator. So the points I want to make are, one, we need to have more faith, but as with what happened to me over that weekend, we also need more experience of knowing. And the difference between faith and knowing is something I address in my book, The Questions God Will Ask Prepping for the Final Exam, where I list 12 principles of living and how those 12 principles, if followed daily, and there's guidance on how to do that in the book, can make all the difference in the world, in the quality of your life. The difference between faith and knowing is that when someone else tells you something or when religion asks you to believe something, it's requiring that you believe or have faith in something about which you do not have certainty, but you're going to trust in that certainty. In other words, you're going to trust that what you're having faith or believing in is real and true and valid. But when you have an experience of your own, when you live through something, when it is personal, you have certainty as to what happened because it's your personal experience. What I experienced over that weekend, last weekend, was both faith and knowing. The knowing was the result of my faith. I had absolute surrender and absolute faith in the fact that there was a power higher than me and that that power would respond to my plea for healing, as it did. The other reason I share the story and I share the miracle is because we are living in very difficult times. There is not one aspect of our culture or our personal lives that isn't being uprooted and questioned and challenged and in the process of some kind of change. And whether it's the Old Testament, whether it's the Hebrew Bible, the Torah, which gives us multiple examples of the importance of group prayer and group focus of intention, or whether it's the New Testament, where Jesus says, where Yeshua ben Yosef says, whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name. When he says my name for me, it doesn't literally mean the name of Jesus, it means the name of God. That whenever two or more of you are gathered in my name, unbelievable things happen because the power of that intention is magnified exponentially. What we have to do now, those of us who believe that the world is in trouble, or at the very least the United States is, threatened with change that will undo much of the good. Let me digress for a moment. Change is a part of life and there's nothing wrong with change. And every generation gets nervous as it ages about the changes that are being brought about by the younger generation. That's not what we're living through now. We're living through an actual attempt to circumvent a document, the Constitution, that has made this country unique in the history of humanity. An attempt to circumvent it, to delete it, to override it, pick your word. There are some extraordinary efforts being made in this country right now to undermine the republic. Not the democracy, because we are not one, but the republic. And I believe that no matter how many political organizations we join, no matter how many efforts we make in boycotting corporations, no matter what we do, no matter how outraged we become, no matter how disgusted or frustrated we become, absolutely nothing will be as effective or as certain as us coming together with like-minded people in our own form of focused intention, pray to a power higher than all of us, pray to Creator, pray to Source, pray to God, pray to what you believe that energy represents and is. Pray that we be given the guidance, pray that we be given the support, and pray that we be given the healing we need to become our highest selves. I like to say miracles only happen to people who believe they exist. Believe in miracles. At least trust me in the story that I just told you of my own certainty, of my own knowing, as a result of my own experience, and seek out your own. Thank you for listening. I'll be back here on Monday. I'm Carol Gold, and this has been Think for Yourself. And of course, until I'm back, please think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.